Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Robertson and I'm delighted this week to be joined by Jane Ira Bloom, soprano sax player, and Alison Miller, who is a drummer and percussionist. I interviewed Jane back in the start of 2021, and you can find that interview on episode 29. And for this episode, we're talking about Tuesdays, which is the pair's album together. You're listening to the opening few bars of A&J's Test Kitchen, one of the tracks from this collaboration, and I hope you enjoy listening to our conversation. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, Jane and Alison, to Harmonious World. It's a great pleasure to have you both. And this Tuesdays is a fabulous album, and I want to know how it came about. So who wants to start?
Well, we wanted to play.
Right.
We didn't really set out to make an album. We were just so anxious to play with one another. And it turned out that with our various schedules, Tuesdays happened to be the free day. So five Tuesdays lined up when Alison and I were free, and we would just play for a couple hours, and then we liked it so much we kept doing it.
And did you record straight away, or did you just start playing and then decide that you would record?
I'm remembering that we recorded straight away. We did a Zoom meetup through the New School. They had this this program called the Friday Artist Hour, and that's how we first experienced improvising together through the computer. And so we basically decided from there, we had such a good time that we decided to continue it. But I think we, even though we didn't initially have plans to release any of the music we were making, we did record from the very beginning.
Did you then use those original recordings, or were they just the kind of genesis of ideas that you then recorded later? How did that come around?
Everything was first take magic, Hilary. I think as we went on, you know, from week to week, I think we did hone in on some things, but we were still very improvising quite freely. And everything that you hear is us playing in the moment and recorded in the moment.
Wow.
And usually, actually, probably, I don't think we ever talked about what we were going to play next. We just would start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's true. So it's truly improvised 100%. It's not, you didn't come in with sort of heads or, you know, ideas. You just started and went for it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting thing where the motive, you know, where all the information comes from that you think of in the moment. But you have to, you know, recall that, you know, Alison and I are both pretty seasoned composers and band leaders.
Sure.
And all of that experience and information informs every choice that we make, whether it's in the moment or whether it's composed, you know. So there's a lot of thought that's and shared information that's behind some of those spontaneous choices. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I also think that we're both extremely melodic players, and that really lended itself to a nice chemistry.
Alison, how did you choose what kit you were going to use? Because I assume for Jane, it was a sort of simple choice. Whereas for you, you know, there's lots of things that you can hit, and you know, so how did you choose your instrument?
Well, I let Jane guide me in that. I have to say, you know, it was so cathartic to play with Jane once a week, and it was probably the only time in in that little span of those, that span of a couple months, that I really just completely turned my brain off and let myself just go. And I let Jane kind of, Jane's way of playing and her lyrical approach guide me in what I was doing. And I always had the same basic drum set because, you know, I was recording on my drum set at home. It's not easy to record drums. I have to say, like, one thing I've really learned over the past couple of years is actually how to record drums. And I'm really grateful for all the recording experience I've had in studios and hanging out with engineers where I've learned things, and grateful for my dad because he's an engineer and he sent me a bunch of mics when the pandemic started and helped me start with getting a drum sound. But I had the basic kits with all those mics. And then I just had like a barrage of random percussion behind me on the floor that I have picked up over the last 30 years in my travels. And I didn't even intend on it. It's just that whatever Jane played from the very beginning, kind of, it was just like my hands were moving and grabbing percussive instruments without me even realizing I was doing it. And then I ended up kind of approaching them on the kit in ways I had never done before either. And it was really miraculous for me. I mean, it was so cathartic, and it was like a burst of creativity just exploded out of me. It was wonderful.
I think it was like downright orchestral, you know, like there was so much variety and color and timbre coming from Allison, and not just, you know, both the percussion instruments and the way she was approaching the drum set. There was just so much to like grab onto.
You can tell that you're feeding off each other.
Glad that it comes Thank across. Thanks.
It really, really does. And I think it's interesting, Jane, what you were saying about you're both seasoned, experienced composers, as well as the performance. And so when you're improvising, you're doing more than simply you're not messing around, are you?
Well, you know, when you've been improvising for a while, you know, it's sometimes the longer you've been at it, sometimes it's not what you do, it's sometimes what you don't do.
Right.
Some of the things that you've eliminated over the years, or how you surprise your own ears and do something you've never done before. That takes a certain kind of relaxation, I guess, you know.
Right. And were there moments when you felt the need to sit back and let the other take the lead a bit more?
Well, I think there was always a give and take going on. You can feel it. Sometimes
yeah.
Moving forward, sometimes moving back. There was a lot of give and take going on, I think.
There's a lot of conversation and a lot of dialogue. And I think it's like you can't put enough emphasis on what Jane said about how we're seasoned composers and musicians and improvisers. And I think Jane and I both really have spent our careers and our musical lives dedicated to form and lyrical and melodic phrasing. And so that just comes out. Like even, you know, even when we're free improvising, we're always hearing, we're always hearing some kind of song structure. At least I am, and I'm pretty sure Jane is as well.
Yeah, I think it informs almost everything you do.
Can I ask how you met each other?
I don't remember. I don't remember when we met.
It was a while ago. I don't remember.
Right. But you've played together in different formats. Is this the first time of a real duet?
Yeah, first time duo. I mean, it's like, hey, there's no place to hide. It's just us.
Yeah. And it really is. I mean, it's a spectacular piece. Tell me about finding the titles for things.
Kind of like the title of poems, probably the same answer I told you about the other album, Hillary.
Yeah.
Just something that sparks your imagination. That's all
right.
It is. That's all it is.
Yeah. But don't you think that comes from somewhere creative as well? You know, it must do, mustn't it?
It's of course.
Have you got any plans to tour this?
I think we're waiting for, you know, some more time to pass so we can feel really safe to create music together inside of a space.
Right.
Absolutely. No, we're dying to play with each other. It's just, we all have other, considerations about making sure that the performance situation is safe for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, both of you, for your time.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for
Thank you
your
so
support.
much.
That's all right. Thanks both. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to that conversation. It was a bit tricky at times, and certainly editing it was interesting. You're listening now to Tuesdays, which is the title track from this album of collaborations. Please do check out the links in the show notes. And I look forward to joining you next time on Harmonious World. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.